previously on Ballyglisain.
Well, if that camera of yours points towards the back of Mr. Galbraith's house, it might well show us who used the spare key to enter his house.
I knew your father, Sonny, was a good man, not you. There's darkness in you. I wasn't surprised when you turned to gambling and wasted away all the money that he had spent on your education.
Mum's all alone out there in the country. And there was another burglary the night before last. That nice Brennan man, the horse man.
Nobody we know growing up had a racehorse.
Episode 6.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Okay, and welcome back to Highland Radio. Now, we turn to a much more serious story. It's a murder investigation that's captured the hearts and minds of everyone in Donegal. Only 2 weeks ago, a supermarket manager in the village of Ballyglisain was murdered in a bizarre and inventive manner. Leading the investigation into that murder is Detective Sinead Hart. Detective Hart joins us on the programme right now. Detective Hart, you're very welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, this is very exciting. Can't believe I'm on the wireless. Oh, this is a big day for the parish. You know, but when they first said I was going to be on Highland Radio, sure, I thought I was going to be on in the afternoon. You know what, that other fellow, you know the one I mean, is he here?
Well, he won't be in the building until just before his show starts, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a pity. Oh, that man has a voice like velvet. I'd love to meet him. Oh, tell me, what about the other one who's on very early in the morning? Oh, he's very funny. It would do your heart good to listen to him first thing. Is he still around the building?
No, he's gone home for the day, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, isn't that just my luck? I come all the way up to Highland Radio and I don't get to meet even one celebrity. Oh, except for yourself, Gary.
Oh, it's Greg.
Oh, Greg. Oh, you're so lucky to be working with them two fellas. They'll soon show you the ropes.
Yep, very lucky, but let's move on, shall we? Detective Hart, this is a story that's been at the centre of news in Donegal now for the last 2 weeks. Can you take us back to the very beginning?
Oh, I can, if that's what you want. Well, let's see. I suppose for me it all began with Murder, She Wrote, every Sunday evening. Jessica Fletcher. Now, there was a woman who knew a lot about detectiving. And I thought to myself, when I grow up...
Yes, that's very interesting. And we might come back to that later on, maybe. But for now, I was thinking more of going back to the very beginning of this unusual murder case that you're investigating here in Donegal in the village of Ballyglisain.
Oh, of course. Sure, that makes sense. Well, you see, on this very day 2 weeks ago, James Galbraith, a very prominent businessman of the village of Ballyglisain, died in suspicious circumstances. And from the very start, it was clearly a case of foul play. I was assigned, and over the last 2 weeks, I have brought all my resources to bear in the investigation, you know, tirelessly looking at the events that led to this man's untimely death from every angle.
And how much progress has been made?
Oh, none. Well, sure, I'm no farther forward now than I was when I started. About the only thing I know for certain is that I didn't do it myself. And I don't think Fergal, that's my beloved husband. Hello, Fergal. I don't think Fergal is the murderer. He's never done anything like that before. And you probably didn't do it either, Gary.
It's Greg.
Oh, Greg. No, you're in the clear. Probably. You know, it's been a complete mystery to me since day one. You know, but having said that, thanks to very recent developments, I now feel reasonably confident that we'll have the culprit in custody before the weekend is out.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, again, I don't like to say very much on your show, in case somebody might be listening. You know, in a way, I suppose it's a lucky thing I'm not on the afternoon show. Oh, he's very good, you know. Everybody listens to him.
Right.
So, I'll tell you about it. You see, I had a bit of a breakthrough in the case last night. Oh, it was very exciting. I was visiting the dead man's neighbour. I don't want to say whether this person is a man or a woman, to protect her anonymity, since she lives alone. And I don't want to say which house it was, for security purposes. No, as the back of her house is directly across from the back of the dead man's house.
I see.
Anyway, this unnamed individual has a camera. You know, one of them security camera things at the back of the house, pointing directly at the dead man's house. And that footage, the footage of the afternoon of the murder, is stored on the computer in this person's back kitchen.
So have you looked at it, the footage? Did you see anything?
No, not yet. This unnamed individual didn't set up the system themselves, you see. It was set up by a former lodger. She rents out her spare room from time to time, you see. So we don't have the password. But we've sent one of them text messages to the young fellow who has the password, and he said he would get back to us tomorrow with it. Or he's away travelling or something, but he has it in a folder. Anyway, we fully expect to have access to the camera footage tomorrow afternoon. And, given the positioning of the camera, I fully expect to be able to see the identity of the culprit clearly. Oh, it is very exciting.
Yes, it certainly is. And you'll have to come back next week, perhaps, and give us an update.
Oh, I'd love to, Greg.
It's Gary. I mean, yes, Greg.
Fiona, have you got a minute?
Angela, of course. Come in.
Fiona, I want to talk to you briefly about Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yes. Tuesday morning, outside. We spoke. I came on a bit too strong. I feel bad about it. I want to apologise.
I see.
I meant what I said about the past being in the past. I want to leave it there, all of it. And I also said at the time that I'd be watching you like a hawk.
I remember.
Well, that's not fair, is it? We're all in this together now. Particularly when I hear back from Dublin about taking over as manager. And I do want us to work together, Fiona. Whatever did or didn't happen in the past, I will need you moving forward. The supermarket is in dire straits.
Thanks for the apology, Angela. I'm not holding a grudge for anything you said on Tuesday morning. Really. I understand the strain you've been under. Losing James like that? For what it's worth, I would love to leave the past in the past. Yes, Angela. Yes, our supermarket is in dire straits.
I've been speaking with this Andrew fellow in Dublin.
I know him. Prick.
Yes. Yes, I suppose he is. I've been trying to convince him that I'll turn this place around. He, on the other hand, wants to turn our building into a warehouse.
I know.
And under the terms of the contract, he is well within his rights. And we're locked into that contract for...
7 more years.
7 more years, yes. And there's not a hope of us buying our way out.
No, we simply don't have that kind of cash. Unless we let about half the staff go.
Oh, well, we're not doing that. Oh, it's a terrible contract. What on earth was James thinking? He must have known from the start it was a terrible deal for us.
I don't know. I suppose there was an incentive of some sort.
Incentive?
Sorry, Angela, I shouldn't say that. It's none of my concern.
No, no. I want to know what you mean. I tended to keep my blinkers on when it came to the way James did things in here. Oh, I regret that now. So it's better for me to hear these things. Please, speak your mind, Fiona.
Well, I'm sure they sweetened the deal for Jimmy. Isn't that how business is done?
Not in my day it wasn't. It's not what my family did.
Well, it goes on, Angela. It happens. I'm sure they gave him something for himself when he signed on the dotted line, you know?
Yes, I know. I know what you mean. It makes sense. When I think back now... That was the same year we got the place in Spain. I remember being amazed. I didn't think we could afford anything like that. We had 2 young children. For the first time in my life, I felt that money was tight. But James told me not to worry. And so I didn't. Oh, I trusted him.
Yeah, you were very trusting.
Is that a criticism?
Angela, I'm not looking to fight with you. Honestly, I have enough battles to fight this week. You and me... Look... I completely agree that we have to work together, okay?
Of course. Sorry. And you are right. I was too trusting. You see, when I was young, I wanted James to know that I had faith in him. I made a conscious decision to support him, no matter what he did. Once I made that decision, it was better for me. I shifted my focus to my children and I let James do whatever he wanted with the place. I hope we all don't come to regret my decision.
Angela, I don't think there's any version of the past where you're the one to blame for the situation we're in. I really don't.
A player who early in his career Hannah, what are you doing here?
Liam, let me in.
Sure, sure, come in, come in. You're drenched. Have you no coat? Come into the kitchen. Kel's on the blink. Do you want a glass of water?
Liam, tell me you didn't go over to Miss McGowan's on Monday night and throw eggs at her house.
What?
Liam, what did you do?
Nothing.
Liam, I can see the feckin' empty egg cartons beside the bin. I can see the empty cartons. I can see them. It's a good job you didn't kill Jimmy, because you sure are useless at covering your tracks. I know what you did. Everyone knows what you did. Everyone in the village. What are you, 12 years old? Seriously?
I was annoyed at her, the old biddy. I just wanted to, teach her a lesson.
Oh, God, you really are like a 12-year-old. Can't believe you did this. What the hell is this supposed to solve? How does this make things any better? How is this you getting your fresh start that you're always on about? All this does is light a fire under her to make her want to get at you even more. She already hated you, Liam.
I know it was stupid. I know that now. But at the time, Monday night, it seemed like the right thing to do. Give her a fright or something. Get back at her, you know?
I know, I do. But this isn't the way to do it. If you want to get back at her, you have to get at something that matters to her. Take something away from her. I don't know. There are ways to take someone apart, make them suffer. Pagan eggs at their house is not the way to do it, Liam.
I know, Hannah. I'm sorry.
Don't apologise to me. I don't care. I'm just trying to look out for you. Seeing as you haven't the wit of a turnip. Whatever hope you had of saving your mural is gone now. Your best bet is to accept it. Move on. Make a fresh start with something else.
Maybe I could
It's gone. It's gone, Liam. I heard people talking in the shop last night. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It wasn't meant to be. Maybe if Jimmy was still alive, if he was here to fight my case.
Yeah, maybe. I wasn't his biggest fan, but you two were close. I'd say if he was here, he'd fight your case all right.
Yeah, he was decent, in his way. He gave me a chance, a shot, his way of paying me back.
How much did he owe you anyway?
Owed me a couple of thousand.
A couple of thousand?
Ack, Jimmy was like that. He lost big to everyone. He didn't care. I don't know where the money came from. Anyway, he didn't have it this time, he said. So, he offered me this mural.
Right, and you bought the materials.
Yeah.
He really was a character, wasn't he? He could talk anyone into anything. No wonder he made enemies. Well, we're about to find out who killed him.
What?
Did you hear the radio this morning?
No, what about it?
The detective was on. Detective Hart. And she says she's about to make an arrest. Though, having said that, I'm not sure I trust her to arrest the right person.
What do you mean?
Ah, I don't know. Last time she spoke to me, all she wanted to talk about was buying a dog for Fergal, her husband. She's always talking about him. For some reason. She wanted to know how easy it is to train a dog. I told her I've never owned or trained a dog in my life. She said Fergal wasn't very patient and maybe he didn't have the patience to train a dog. I wanted to say that maybe Fergal was the one who should be trained, but anyway.
Yeah, she was here Tuesday night. Give me a right going over.
This is what I mean. If she's going around the village talking about her husband all the time, how's she going to solve anything? And like, what's the point in grilling you, Liam? We all know you like Jimmy. You might be the only one in the whole village that actually liked him. Even his widow, Angela, is better off now that he's gone. Now, I don't think for a minute that she did it, but she's so much more content now. You should see her. She's got purpose. And you. You were Jimmy's buddy. You couldn't have done it. What if Detective Hart goes and arrests the wrong person? And the real killer gets away with it?
Daniel! Oh, there you are. God, don't you ever check your bloody phone?
Huh? It was off. I always keep it off at work. You know that. What's wrong? What happened? Is Mam okay?
She's fine. Yeah, she's fine. But there was a break-in last night.
What?
Yeah, She never even phoned me or anything, just took it in her stride. I dropped by earlier today. The guards were there. Turns out that thug who has been breaking into all the houses out there decided to break into Mum's last night.
You're joking.
No, I wish I was. And get this, it was the son of that fella who owned the racehorse. Robbed his own father, he did, as well as most of the neighbours. And yes, they did have a racehorse. I was right. The guards confirmed. God, I knew I was right.
What happened?
I don't know. Oh, they probably got rid of it. You know, horses are expensive. Maybe it died. This was years ago.
I don't mean the horse. I mean, what happened last night with Mum?
Oh, during the night. Okay, Mum was woken up by a commotion in the kitchen. She said she could hear a man shouting. Actually, she said he was screaming.
Huh?
So this guy had climbed in the back window, and guess who was waiting for him? The dog, Mr. Laurel, the new dog, the one I got for her, the one I said would protect her. It ripped the back of his leg off. Seriously.
At what?
It bit him. Took a big chunk out of his leg, like a massive chunk. Oh, good enough for him. So he scrambles out the back window, screaming and cursing all the way. Mum hears all this from the bedroom, comes into the kitchen, blood everywhere. The dog is just sitting there looking very pleased with himself, apparently. So she phones the guards. They find the guy over the road. He's sitting in his car. He's passed out, fainted, blood loss, probably scarred for life. Isn't that fantastic?
I don't believe it. Is Mum okay?
I told you she's fine. 100%. Couldn't be better. Relieved is what she is. God, I'm sure everyone out there is relieved. The guy's been caught. The burglar. It's over. Oh, and speaking of being caught, did you hear the radio this morning?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
So? Looks like they're going to nab the killer.
Yeah. Or someone they think is the killer.
Now, first of all, I want to thank everyone for attending this afternoon at such short notice. I appreciate it, and I won't keep you long. The last couple of weeks have been very trying and very stressful in our little village, in our little community. You all know me. I'm not one to interfere or make anyone else's business my own. In fact, quite the contrary. I keep to myself. But this affair with Amura was a bridge too far. I simply couldn't stand by in silence and watch that little vandal, Liam Kelly, have a laugh at our expense. And make no mistake, he was laughing at all of us. Putting his obscenity on the walls of the old school and thinking he could get away with it? Thinking he was smarter than everyone here? Well, he was wrong. He was wrong. Everyone spoke out. I lost count of the number of people who contacted me personally, privately, to discuss this matter. Now, initially, I was reticent to step forward. You all know me. I don't welcome the spotlight. But it became clear that this was what many people wanted me to do. Step forward and take a stand. So, I have done. And with the funds that are available to us in the committee, I have secured the services of a painter who will be here next week to clean up the offending mural. He will paint over it, every square inch. And within a week, it'll be gone. And hopefully, young Mr. Kelly will take the hint and follow his disgraceful so-called artwork out of town. If he does, then good riddance.
Daniel, how is she now?
Fine, Grania. Like you said, Mam's fine. Not a loss on her. She's taken the whole thing in her stride.
See, I told you. She's going to be fine in the long run.
Maybe. I hope so. I suppose so.
And how's Mr. Laurel? Oh, he's so cute. Vicious, but cute.
The dog's fine. He's going to be a celebrity.
What?
Yep. RTE News were there when I was out in Mam's. A film crew.
You're joking.
No, I never joke. They were chatting to Mum about what happened last night, the break-in and what happened to the burglar, and she was showing them the dog and all. It was all happening when I arrived. They were basically done when I got there.
Why were they filming the dog? It's not going to be on the news, is it?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe it's on some around the country thing after the news.
You didn't ask. Mum's going to be on the television and you didn't even ask when.
Tonight, they told me. Tonight, it's on tonight.
Tonight? Well, if they're putting it on the TV, then they're putting it on their socials. This is a chance for you, dear brother.
For me?
Yes, of course. Isn't this what you wanted? Eyes on your business account. Now you have the chance.
I'm not following.
Film something with Mr. Laurel. Keep it very short. Show him how to rewire that toaster or something. Anything. Put Mr. Laurel in the video. With you. Talk to him. That's your gimmick.
You want me to make a video with that little fart of a dog?
Yes. And use the same tags as RTE uses on their socials. Those same hashtags will drive some eyes to your content.
That's daft.
No. No, it's not. This is how social media works.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's social media. It doesn't have to make sense. It just has to work. Look, RTE will probably use tags like hashtag Donegal dog or something. Probably something cute. I don't know. But whatever they use, Daniel, you use the same thing. Then people will find your account. And if your content is good, it might take off. Who knows? I mean, I can see it in my head. You're so super serious all the time. You talking to the little doggy like that could be funny. Could be. Maybe. Well, probably way better than that guy with the hats. I mean, look, what have you got to lose? You want to promote your account, promote your business, get more paying clients? I think this might actually work. Oh, trust me, Daniel, I'm on your side.
Okay. Okay, sis. I'll make a video with the dog. I'll give it a shot.
Yay! God, I'm fabulous. I think I should be a consultant. I could do this all day, every day. I could turn people's lives around.
I'm sure you could. Is that how you see me? So super serious all the time? Like Dad was?
Oh, no. I wasn't having a go. I wasn't picking at you.
I know that. I'm just asking. Is that what I'm like? Am I like Dad?
Well, you look like him. And that's no bad thing.
No, no, it's not. But I'm like him. He was very...
serious?
Yes. He was very super serious all the time. A real warrior. I didn't want to grow up like that. But I suppose I did.
That's not always a bad thing either, to be a deep thinker.
You're right about me and Claire, you know. We don't really do things. You said that the other day. I've been thinking about it. And you're right. I mean, Claire wants to do things, go places. I just don't enjoy that. I don't want to travel or anything like that. I just want to work. I find holidays exhausting, just like her dad. I wonder sometimes why Claire even stays with me.
Ah, Daniel, she adores you. She loves you and she knows you love her.
I do. I really do. But I never show it. Just like Dad never showed it to Mum. To us. Grania, what sort of father will I be, do you think?
Daniel, I don't know what to say. I didn't know you thought about stuff like this. It's a pity, because we were close when I was young and then I left.
You had to leave. I get that. No, I understand. You had a better life ahead of you. But you were missed here, Grania. You were the only fun one in our house. And this isn't much fun. I'll stop. I gotta go now anyway.
Daniel, I don't mind chatting about this stuff. I don't. But I don't have any answers either. I do know that your heart is always in the right place. Always. Same as Dad. That was one thing about him. He had a great heart. Right?
Yeah, that's true. He did. But he had it from us, sometimes.
Fiona, it's great to see you. You look wonderful. Please, sit down. Have a seat.
Hello, Brian.
So, how have you been? How have you been? What have you been up to? How are things at work? I heard on Highland Radio that they are very close to finding out who's responsible for the death of your boss. That must be a load off your mind.
What brings you back to Donegal, Brian? I thought you were only going to be here for that long weekend, but that was 2 weeks ago, and you're still here?
Oh, well, I've been away. Back at base, as it were. Down home and all that. And once again, I find myself back in Donegal, for work purposes. That's why I reached out. To you. It's great to see a friendly face, Fiona, when you're away from home.
That's me, all right. A friendly face.
Yes. So, Fiona, how have you been?
With all that travelling that you do, Brian, it's even more of a surprise to me that you don't use social media. Facebook, for instance, is great for keeping in touch with people when you're on the road a lot. Are you sure now you don't want to give it a go, Brian?
No,
You really should consider it, Brian. It's very useful. I certainly found it useful last week when, on the spur of the moment, I decided to do a quick search for you on there. I know you said you didn't use it, but still,
Fiona,
since we first met that night in Buncrana exactly 2 weeks ago, there's something that's really been bothering me. You don't look anything like I remember you. I mean, I know people change over the years. I know that. I expect that kind of thing. But you've changed so much that I actually walked straight past you that first night, remember?
Fiona, let me explain.
And you told me more than once that you didn't use social media. No Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, no nothing. But you know what, Brian?
I can explain.
I very much doubt that, Brian. I very much doubt that. But you know what? In an idle moment, I typed your name into the Facebook search bar. And you know what I found? I found you. Or at least a version of you. The version of you that I remember all those years ago in the Gaeltacht. A little bit older, certainly. And a few grey hairs that weren't there before. A small scar on the left cheek. But there was no doubt about it. This person on Facebook was the same person that I met in the Gaeltacht. Not the person who had sat across from me in Buncrana, who sat across from me in Killybegs and told me their name was Brian. You little prick. Your name isn't Brian.
I can
explain. Yeah, I know. But actually, I can do all the explaining because I found you. I know who you really are. You little creep. I found you in your cousin's photographs. In Brian's photographs. The real Brian. And I remember you. Brian's creepy cousin. I remember you from that summer, creeping around, always staring at me.
I'm sorry.
What the hell was this about? Why did you contact me? Why did you want to meet up?
I wanted to meet you. Again, I never forgot you, Fiona. I liked you back then, but you liked Brian. I just wanted to...
Stop. I don't care. This is stalking. You stalked me.
No,
that's exactly what it is, stalking. And it's over. Do you understand me? It's over. I can go to the guards over this. Or I can bypass all that and just go to your boss.
Oh God, no, please, no wait.
Gerald, I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to let you get away with this. You lied to the wrong person, you little freak. I don't take this kind of treatment from anyone. The last person who messed with me is now lying comfortably in a graveyard not many miles from here. People who cross me don't do very well. Are you getting the picture?
Well, this is very exciting, isn't it?
I suppose. You enjoy sitting up all night.
And thank you again, Miss McGowan, for letting me do this.
Ah, you're most welcome. Anything I can do to help. I wasn't particularly fond of James Galbraith, you understand, but I certainly do not want to see his murderer get away with it. Speaking of his murderer, may I speak my mind?
Oh, well, I wouldn't try to stop you, Miss McGowan.
Well, it's none of my business, of course.
Of course.
But it was 2 weeks today since that man died.
It was.
And for 2 weeks now, Detective Hart, you've been poking into everyone's affairs up and down this village of ours. It seems like there's hardly anyone you haven't annoyed, myself included.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
And even after 2 weeks, you still seem to have no idea of who did it. And so, we find ourselves sitting in my kitchen in the dark,
probably until the sun comes up. Like two prize Amadons. I thought detectives were supposed to be smart.
Well, some of us are, Miss McGowan. Myself? No, I never claimed
Oh, surely you know. 9 out of 10 people who live here in Ballyglisane can tell you who is responsible for the death of James Galbraith.
Is that a fact now? And who is the culprit?
Well, it's not my place to spread gossip. I don't listen to it, and I don't entertain it, and I certainly do not spread it.
Oh, well, I understand that, Miss McGowan, but just for the sake of conversation.
Well, everyone who confides in me seems to think Liam Kelly is the obvious one.
Liam Kelly?
Yes, Liam Kelly, who for some reason you seem to be very fond of. It's well known that young Mr. Kelly and the dead man were part of some illegal gambling circle. A bad sort of people, meeting in darkened rooms late at night.
A bit like the two of us.
No, Detective Hart, not like the two of us. These people meet to place wagers on all sorts of things. Some poor man or some poor woman risking the deeds of their house against the outcome of some horse race or other. It's shocking, but true. And where money is concerned, tempers will flare. We already know that young Mr. Kelly has a bad temper. Have you forgotten that he vandalised my house on Monday night?
No, I haven't forgotten that. But sure, at least all the rain today will have washed the eggs away.
Be that as it may, it shows that Liam Kelly has a terrible temper. Who's to say how much money James Galbraith owed him? Who's to say how angry he felt about that? Or how far he might go to get revenge?
And you think he wired up electrical current to Mr. Galbraith's front door?
Not me, Detective Hart, not me. It's none of my business. I have no thoughts on the matter. I am simply telling you what people in the village are saying. That's all.
But you don't like Liam Kelly, do you?
No, I don't. I never did. I knew his father, Sonny, very well.
Did you?
I did. We courted for a while when we were younger. Oh, we danced in every dance hall in County Donegal and further afield too. He was a gentleman, just as every man was back in those days. And not that it's anyone's business, but it was my decision to bring matters to a conclusion in the end. But we stayed friends, however. Close friends. And he met a lovely woman. One who was willing to move into that old house of his with him and his mother. And they had a very happy life together. Until young Liam was born.
I see.
I went to school with Sonny. Up on that same building that his child has now defaced. Oh, we had good times there. Happy memories. Oh, the masters were tough. Hard. They'd put manners on you if you stepped out of line. And maybe, in some cases, that was no bad thing. I remember Sonny well. Even as a very young lad. I remember one day he got blamed for something he didn't do. He was marched up to the front of the classroom. I can see it now. He was barely tall enough to be seen over the top of the front desk. The master told him to put his hand out, and he did. And the master brought that ruler down on his knuckles several times. Sonny never made a sound or shed a tear. Not because he was bold, but because he was strong. I never forgot that day.
Well, it's clear that you admired him.
I did. Remember the last time I saw him? Liam was gone. God knows where. Sonny was a widower at that stage, living alone in that big house. And he was broken. I could see it. Knew that evening he didn't have long left. And I was right. He didn't. What the master failed to do all those years ago with that ruler to the back of the hand, Sonny's own flesh and blood managed to do. break him. Break his heart. So no, Detective Hart. I'm not going to forgive that young man for that. Or give him a second chance. And it won't surprise me one bit when he turns out to be the one responsible for the death of James Galbraith.
Well, whoever it turns out to be, your participation is very much appreciated. And it might be a very long night. It's coming up to 2:30 in the morning now and there's still no sign of anybody.
And do you really think this'll work? Sitting here in the dark all night? Making it look like I've gone to bed?
I don't know. I really don't know for certain. But I strongly suspect that our culprit will take the bait.
And you have no idea who did it?
Well, what I'm hoping for tonight is to put that person in a difficult position. You back them into a corner. It may... Oh, shh, 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 shh. There's someone in the backyard. They're coming to the window. This is it.
Ballydusane, written by Michael Letty. Co-produced for Highland Radio by Joe Dex and Michael Letty. Starring
Orla Carlin as Angela Galbraith,
Avin Diver as Hannah,
Andrea Emmett as Fiona,
Elaine Gillespie as Detective Sinead Hart, Laura Gleason as Grania,
Martin Hassan as Daniel,
Maria Tennessee as Miss McGowan,
Aidan O'Sullivan as Brian,
Gilbert Young as Liam Kelly,